This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features there totally free. Again, freetalklive.com. We're going to start things out here with a special guest. Mark, you have invited Jacob Hubert back on the show. We had had him on once in the past, and it was due to a little bit of controversy that had bubbled up on the internets there. And
yeah, and he was such a good guy about it that we said, hey, we know that you're writing a book, and when you do write the book, get a hold of us, and we'll do an interview. We right. thought we were just sort of extending an olive branch, being nice to the guy. Turns out this book is a big deal in Liberty circles. I mean, guys like Jeff Tucker.
From Mises.
Yeah, from Mises.org, and Stefan Kinsella from The Same. Mm-hmm. They're making big, huge to-do about it, and it's, as a matter of fact, been Jeffrey Tucker, no small name in the Liberty movement, says the result is a fantastic successor book to Murray Rothbard's classic, A New Liberty, 1973, and 250 pages. Hubert tells you what you need to know about libertarianism today. Those are incredible accolades. Jacob, are you there?
No, he's not. Not quite yet. But we're going to bring him on here in just a moment. I wanted to make sure I introduced the crew here tonight. Also, Dale is with us, joining us from anarchyinyourhead.com. Hello, Dale.
Hi.
Now, you've been busily working. You've managed to remember to come out tonight because you are focused hardcore on putting out a new movie that you're working on. And I hope that we'll be able to announce a website or something like that soon.
I'm just really proud I didn't forget and end up late for FTL again, because I have such tunnel vision at the moment. It's really hard to remember other things.
Well, Mark, you should be happy. Dale and I both managed to remember to come over here after going to the local party in the park. There are probably about 30 activists hanging out in a local park, enjoying each other's company, and they're having a good old time. Anyway, Jacob Hubert is here tonight on Free Talk Live. Jacob, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
So tell us about libertarianism today. Tell me what you have to say about it, because we certainly know what Jeffrey Tucker has to say about it.
Okay, well, it's an introduction to libertarianism and the libertarian movement. It's different from some other introductions to libertarianism that have been out there for a while, in that it's more up to date than most of them. It talks about people now and what they're doing and saying and so forth. It deals with issues that maybe libertarians overlooked or got a little bit wrong in the past, such as intellectual property. And it doesn't just talk about ideas in the abstract, but it really talks about the people who are putting the ideas forward and what's going on with that. So it's pretty comprehensive in that respect and pretty up to date. I'd say it's a good book for people who you want to introduce to libertarianism, so they can get kind of a picture of what it's all about. And I hope it's also useful to people who have been around libertarianism a while, who maybe need to fill in some gaps or could use a little more background on some area or another. So it hopefully will be useful to a wide audience.
So now you do. I happen to know that you have a section in there on the Free State Project. So you're talking about all kinds of different liberty movements all across the country. What do you have to say about the Free State Project? Just briefly in the book. I don't want you to give anything away. I mean, people obviously.
Sure. There's kind of a book, a chapter on libertarians in politics. I talked for a little while about the Libertarian Party, but then I suggest the Free State Project really might be a more useful alternative right now, because you have all these people who are going to one place, and they have a plan mapped out for how they're going to do this. And I describe, how New Hampshire was chosen, when people have to move there, how people are already moving there, the kinds of things they're doing now that they are there. I lay it all out for them.
And you're not just some fella out there that believes in liberty like us, I guess. You're like a college professor and that kind of thing, right?
Me personally, well, I'm a lawyer by day for the most part. I also teach various law school courses. And, I've been around the libertarian movement a while. I've worked at least as an intern for quite a few libertarian organizations while I was in college and law school. So I have some good background on this stuff.
So I'm looking here over at the Amazon entry for this, amazon.freetalklive.com. People can go. They can place an order for this. And I'm seeing, looks like there will be a paperback version available at some point.
Well, there is a paperback version. If you go to Mises.org and you go to their store, you can get the paperback version, which costs quite a bit less than the hardback version.
Right.
So there's that coming. And on Amazon, shortly, there will be a Kindle version, which will be the least expensive option. So, yeah, hardback, paperback, and Kindle.
So if you want the hardback, you go to amazon.freetalklive.com. If you want the paperback, you go to Mises.org. And if you want the Kindle version, you have to wait a week or two, right?
Yeah, it should show up there any day.
Fantastic. So now I've read in the past David Berglund's book. Now, he's a former Libertarian Party presidential candidate. He wrote Libertarianism in One Lesson.
And I read Harry Brown's Why Government Doesn't Work.
Well, that's an excellent one. But Libertarianism in One Lesson is certainly an introductory kind of book. It's relatively short. It's inexpensive. How would you compare this to, if you're familiar with that at all, can you compare it?
Well, it's been a long time since I looked at that particular book. I can only say that I think mine is it's definitely more up-to-date in that it covers the latest events, the latest thinking. I think it probably goes into a little more depth on some issues than some of these other books. What I try to do in a lot of these chapters is, first I lay out the basic libertarian position on the issue, and then I try to show that we had libertarianism with respect to practically all of these issues in the United States in the past, and I describe how it worked then, and I described how we switched to the non-libertarian position, as with drugs, for example, where there wasn't a real crisis, a real problem with people being addicted to drugs everywhere. What happened was special interests who wanted to enrich or empower themselves moved in and acted like there was a crisis and convinced people we needed to do this stuff. So it goes into some depth like that on these issues that most of the other introductions to libertarianism don't do.
That's great. Now, Jacob, what other is this your first book? How many other books have you written besides this?
This is my first book.
Oh, wow. Very cool.
So now, how is it that how did Mises get involved in this? How did they get behind you pushing this book, Mises?
Well, the publisher, Prager Publishers, which is just a regular old mainstream publisher, was actually looking for someone to write a book about libertarianism. I think they specifically said the modern Misesian and libertarian movement, and word got to me about that, and I got in touch with them and gave them my proposal, my idea for the book, and they went for it, which I find remarkable that there's publishers out there actively looking to do a book on libertarianism.
Sure.
This is mostly unheard of 10, 15, 20 years ago, and I'm sure it's all due to Ron Paul's efforts and what he's done. So anyway, that's how I got involved in this book. And then Jeff Tucker at Mises heard about it, and he thought, this hardback's a little expensive. It's a shame that there isn't a way we can put this out there so that everybody can get it, so it's cheap, it's accessible. And so I got in touch with the publisher and put the publisher in touch with him, and they worked out a deal, the Mises Institute, to be able to carry exclusively a special paperback version of the book.
That's fantastic, because it's really important. I mean, with an introductory book, to be able to get it at like a bulk buy rate, to where you can bring it out to gun shows and I used to go to Gay and Lesbian Pride Fest and the county fair, and I'd go wherever I could to
any place that'd sell you a booth.
Yeah, to get get a booth and get these ideas into people's hands. So I'm jumping to a conclusion here. Do you think that the paperbacks will be available in bulk for like an activist kind of purchase like that?
Well, I can't say how cheap they'll be, but I at least hope that it's something that, if you have thoughtful friends who maybe are part of the way there, who, are Glenn Beck listeners or whatever, and are kind of getting it, that this is something that you could at least, you're not going to be able to afford to distribute these en masse to the masses, but if there's someone you know that you think is close, I think it's definitely something you could buy a number of to give to people you know like that.
So do you think, you've done some studying on this, do you think that that America is moving more towards liberty now, or is it moving more away? I mean, the government's getting bigger, taxes are getting higher, but it seems like there's this movement towards liberty.
Well, I mean, there's more people definitely than ever who know about libertarianism, who want more liberty, but is that enough to overcome the overall trend that we see towards ever bigger government? I really don't know. Frankly, it's hard to be optimistic about liberty.
You don't live in New Hampshire, Jacob. You don't live in New Hampshire. It's definitely an optimistic movement up here. We've got all kinds of people moving in here every single week, and they're getting together on a regular basis to socialize and get active, and I thank you for being on the show tonight. Libertarianism Today with Jacob Hubert. You can grab it at amazon.freetalklive.com. Thanks, Jacob, and have a great night. Appreciate hearing from you.
Sure, thanks for having me.
More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenFacts, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today. If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous 1 year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to magicyellowflyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit magicyellowflyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit magicyellowflyer.com.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you are invited to take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features on the site for free, including news updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com. And get signed up for free. You can get our emailed updates. You can follow Twitter or Facebook. Get the news the way you want it. Go to news.freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it is Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI. You're looking to get some collections work done. You've got some accounts receivable that need help. SACL CAI can help you with that. They collect with respect. You can learn more about SACL CAI simply by visiting freetalklive.com and clicking on the very top banner on the right-hand side of our page. SACL CAI. We continue with your phone calls. Brian is on the line in New Hampshire on the Amp Lines. Hello, Brian.
Hey, guys. I called in last night to tell a little story about a traffic ticket that I got and fought and won. And I was just thinking, you know, I wanted to share the information, kind of share my success and failures and mistakes I made so that others can learn from that.
Of course.
And I thought that was going to be it. Well, this morning it got a lot more interesting.
Okay.
What happened?
Well, first of all, I'm sorry, I wasn't here, Brian. Just briefly, was there like a certain strategy that you used that you could recap?
Yeah, let me recap. It was a $103.33 ticket. Who knows where they come up with these numbers, but that was the price of the ticket. And I put in a motion to continue. My whole idea was to cost them more than $103. So even if I lost, you know, I would have some little victory. So finally, we're there in court, and there's a lot of other stuff around this, but I'll cut to the chase here. The judge, a woman, said she had to read into the record, oh, just to let you know, Route 101, this is an important number here, Route 101 is a public way, which means I'm supposed to, you know, obey all their laws.
Right, and they took judicial notice of that, I imagine. That's normally what they try to do.
That's exactly the word, yes. I forgot the word, judicial notice. So, then the prosecutor, you know, he's just sitting down. He, you know, tells the cop to go up there. Now, the prosecutor is another cop, right, who works in the same, actually, I think it's a different department. Anyway, so the cop that, wrote the complaint gets into the witness stand, and before he starts saying anything, I said, I object on memory recollection, on the grounds of memory recollection. And I got this idea from Bill, another activist here who used it pretty successfully. The idea is that the U.S. Constitution guarantees you the right to confront your witness, your accuser. And a lot of case law has said that that person is your accuser, not that piece of paper. And so if the witness can't recall things because without the piece of paper, then lots of case law says that that's an incompetent witness. And so I kind of explained this to the judge, and she said, well, you know, sometimes they need to refer to their notes.
because they're professional, fund collectors. I mean, they're just revenue generators. It's not like they actually have a complaint. These people aren't an injured party. Mm-hmm. If they were an injured party, it'd be etched on their mind. It would be burned with a firebrand into their memory. But they go around all day long finding people and handing out tickets.
So your objection was to the fact that the person, the witness, the state's witness, was recalling from memory, or that they were trying to use the piece of paper? I'm still a little fuzzy on what your objection was.
Yes, they are supposed to recall from memory. The witness is the human, but if the human can't recall what happened, that's not much of a witness, and you can call, call for an incompetent witness and have that testimony, you know, stricken from the record.
Okay, and this was the cop that you were objecting to?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
This is the cop that just before the reunion of the trial, he called me into the prosecutor's office and said, you sure you want to take this thing to trial? You know, I'll cut you a deal. Just be half price if you sign this on the line here. I said, no, thanks.
Limited time, 50% offer, baby.
Yeah, they always try this stuff. They always want you to cut the deal because they don't have a case in so many instances.
Actually, this one they did have a case. I think it's also a major mistake.
I think it's also exactly what Brian said, that it's costing them money to argue this, and so they just want to get their money, and they don't, if they have to argue it and everything, it starts to become, you know, not cost effective for them.
All right. So the judge ended up letting them use the paperwork to read out of.
Yeah. Right. And so he said, yeah, you know, the defendant was traveling westbound on Route 101A, and then he stopped. And he's staring at the paper. And I objected again. I said, look, he's reading his notes here. He obviously doesn't understand, doesn't remember what happened. He's not recalling anything. I object. And the judge says, it's okay. Now, the whole time the judge is talking to me, he's, you know, trying to read this thing in case they took it away from him, you know, so he'd remember.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so he's kind of flustered now. And, he finally stops and he looks at the judge and he says, did you take judicial notice? of Route 101. Is that what you said? And she says, yeah, that's what you wrote here in the docket. And the cop said, well, actually, he was on Route 101A.
Okay.
And she said, you know, I should have objected, and I didn't even notice this. This is one of the faults. But you got to be so sharp in everything. But mm-hmm. anyway, so, you know, he ended up doing me a favor because the judge said, well, you know, that's quite a big difference. You know, 101A versus 101. You're saying he's on a street that he wasn't anywhere near.
Oh, boy.
And then she said, prosecutor, what are you going to do about this? And the prosecutor says, you know, the people want to amend their complaint or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, it's kind of late to be doing that right now. You know, the defendant is right here in court.
So he threw it out.
Not guilty.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, he actually got a not guilty.
Oh, my God. That was actually a reasonable response.
How about that? All right. So what transpired today?
Well, today, I get a call early in the morning, like before 8 o'clock, from a guy that I know. He's kind of an activist around here. And he said, you were on Free Talk Live last night. The cops, there's seven cops in the station, apparently, that at least one of them listens, and he brought it in. And they were all listening to it. And apparently this cop that you know made my case for me was really, really pissed. That's the word I got back from a witness.
Well, you know, in this instance, I find it's sort of sad, right? Like that if you were going to get off, it doesn't seem like nobody wants the criminals to get off on a technicality. I don't want you to be just fundraised from for whatever reason. You paid for that road, and I suppose if you're causing some kind of terrible hindrance on it or whatever, that you should get some kind of fine. I don't even know what the proper solution is. But,
well,
you know, in this instance, I can see if it was a murder committed on Route 101A and somebody entered into the judicial record Route 101, I would be very upset with the results.
Right.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, exactly right. No, I see what you're saying. But this wasn't a murder. This wasn't even a crime.
No. Well, I don't know precisely what occurred. It had something to do with a trailer, and it didn't have, a license plate on it or something?
Yeah, they say that the registration was out of date.
Yeah, that's nonsense, okay. As far as I'm concerned.
Right. So, all right, so you found out that one of these cops, the cop that was on the stand, was upset because you were on the show.
Right, and all I want to say is that, you know, I would encourage, I mean, obviously they're listening, I would encourage this officer to call into the show maybe, or, you know, let's talk about this thing. No hard feelings or anything, I just, obviously somebody there is listening to the message of freedom and nonviolence. Right.
Oh, that's good. I think that's important, and thank you. Did you even call the guy by name last night?
No, I didn't.
So,
I didn't even name the town.
More coming up. Thanks for the call. It's Free Talk Live.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Wow. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain clog past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. Wow. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain clog has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drain. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. Wow. The Drain Claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The Drain Claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the Drain Claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the Drain Claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Wow. Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want by taking control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We'll give you the features on the site for free, so do enjoy those, including our Shrine of Female listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of this program. Head to shrine.freetalklive.com. And if you're a lady listener, there are details on how to be a part of the Shrine there, shrine.freetalklive.com.
Private, inaccurate, or unflattering information posted about you online can hurt your reputation, your career, even your relationships, especially if you have some kind of a professional career like doctor, lawyer, things like that. That's why it's so important for you to know what's on the internet about written about you and to take control of it. There's a company called Reputation Defender that controls your privacy online and manages how you look to someone who searches you. Reputation Defender will continuously monitor everything about you on the web, including 40 social networks. It will remove your personal information from websites that collect it and sell it, protecting your privacy. It will even allow you to stop unwanted mail from reaching your mailbox. Go to myreputation.com to find out more about Reputation Defender. Use promo code FREE, F-R-E-E, to get a special discount at myreputation.com.
Coming up, we've got some more emails, some more questions, answers, rather, from Mark Emery to your questions, the ones that you, the listeners, went ahead and wrote over on our Facebook profile at facebook.freetalklive.com. We still have a number of those to get through, and I'm hoping we can get through one, two, maybe three tonight if we get a chance here, and, of course, your calls as well, but your calls come first. So let's go to Kenneth in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Dale and Mark.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great, Kenneth. What's on your mind?
All right. So I've had this book on my bookshelf for a little over a year. I've been meaning to get to it. It's called The Probability Brooch by L. Neil Smith.
Yeah, it's a great book.
Copyright 1980-1996 by L. Neil Smith. And I got to the first few words of the of the Foreword by Andrea Mellon-Rich.
Oh, I think I know where you're going with this. I think I've heard
And
about
here are the first few words of the Foreword. You are about to enter another dimension, a dimension not of sight nor of sound, but of ideas. And, yes, imagination. Does that strike you interesting?
It sounds very familiar.
It sounds like the Twilight Zone.
Or no, Outer Limits. Is that the Outer Limits?
Well, if I were Neil Smith in the frame of mind of Current, I would say that perhaps Ms. Andrea Mellon-Rich plagiarized and, what was the other word he used? Corrupted?
I don't
destroyed.
Know.
Anyway, destroyed.
Yeah.
The work of Mr. Rod Serling. Hmm. Yet, I'm wondering, do you suppose Mr. L. Neil Smith...
She even altered it without
Andrea?
Rod Serling's permission.
Right, and do you suppose he went to Andrea and called her nasty names and sentenced her to read three of his books? I don't think so. I'd be willing to bet a truckload of parchment on that.
Now, what you're referencing here, Ken, for those listeners that don't really know, is that a couple weeks ago there was some controversy that kind of blew up surrounding the Shire Society Declaration, which people can read over at shiresociety.com. Which was a document that was created based on something that this very same author, L. Neil Smith, had written back in the 1980s, and he got his panties all up in a wad about the fact that those of us who'd put the Shire Society Declaration together had done so without apparently begging him for permission to borrow some of his ideas, which, of course, he inevitably borrowed from other thinkers that, you know, come up with them prior to him.
I think that it's less the ideas and more the work itself. But in this instance, that the caller, I can't remember his name, Kenneth, points out, I mean, this is sort of who Andrea, whoever, who's doing the Foreword, definitely is taking the work that was the Twilight Zone. Is that what it was, Kenneth?
Oh, yeah, that would have been the second half of the first season of the Twilight Zone's prelogue.
Yeah, and so, you know, taking that and using it to, you know, just sort of allude to something new, and I think it's a very prescient example.
And I would like to point out that he did, in fact, copyright and publish and profit from the document which contained that very set of words, which is exactly what he accused, what were they, criminals?
Rodents.
Socialist scum.
Yeah.
Socialist scum.
That's exactly what he accused those people of doing, except, of course, you didn't profit from it.
That's
or try to copyright it.
No, actually, we've lost money on the Shire Society because we're just doing it for the fun of creating, you know, an alternative idea for people to kind of join up with.
Didn't you pay someone to draw it up in nice calligraphy?
He was sent, I think, a few bucks, but it wasn't really anything significant. Mm-hmm. And we are going to we're going to be putting it online at ShireSociety.com. In fact, I was just talking with Sam from ObscuredTruth.com, and he's been putting these things together. Puke, one of the other activists here, has got a really nice camera, and so they set up some lighting and they lit the Shire Society document up, and they took some really high resolution photos of it, and they're turning it into a PDF file so people will be able to look at the actual original documents online. It's gonna be very cool. Really, what it breaks down to is L. Neil Smith is jealous that somebody took his idea, made it better. Now, he doesn't think it's better. He thinks it was destroyed and crapped on. But that somebody took his idea, ran with it, and made something more significant out of it.
You're saying it's jealousy, and I don't agree with that. Many artists don't want their art to be changed and modified in any way. However, what he's doing is he's looking at it from his perspective, and he's unable to step out of his perspective and look at it from a different perspective. And in this instance, Kenneth calls in and says, hey, look, your probability brooch has a Foreword, and you copyrighted it, and you profited by it, and this Foreword is essentially biting off of the Twilight Zone.
Yeah,
you have taken
point.
A work of art and twisted it and profited from it, and that's exactly what you're accusing other people of doing.
Now,
in my opinion, it's not a crime. It's not Mr. Serling wasn't hurt. However,
I believe
he had a weak case. He had a weak case, and the last leg that he had in his case has just been kicked out from under it.
Yeah.
And now he has absolutely no case at all.
Yeah. Now he's just a grumpy old man.
Irony and hypocrisy come to mind.
And now you're just a grumpy young man.
Why am I grumpy? I'm fine, man. We have our Shire Society declaration, and like 100 people signed
chilling.
It. Yeah, it's awesome.
Killing.
And I think there's probably a little jealousy involved here because he has his little, what's it called? I don't even remember what it is. The
Declaration of Unanimous Consent?
No, he called it something else. It wasn't a declaration. But anyway, whatever his original was, that has a little a portion at the bottom where it says you can sign it and then send it in, send a copy of it in to him and give him $2 and he'll archive it for you. So not only was he upset, Mark, that his so-called creative art or whatever had been changed and modified and crapped on, he's also upset that he believes that he's missing out on these $2.
I don't
fees
believe that at all. I think
that's
that
what his complaint. That's what his complaint in,
sure.
In the
people
email
box say a
said.
Lot of things that they don't actually mean. To me,
in my mind, he's thinking completely along the lines of Ayn Rand. When Ayn Rand was wrong in the same situation, she accused libertarians of stealing her ideas and changing them. And you can't do that. It doesn't make sense. You can't steal ideas and change them. That's what people have done throughout history. Free people
Thank
have done
goodness.
Throughout history.
Thank goodness people took ideas and modified them and made them better.
Well, yeah, this is what gets me is, you know, especially for something like a declaration where you are declaring a certain sort of set of beliefs and that you're going to act according to those beliefs in that manner, it has to be perfect. And if his version is not perfect for someone to sign it, they have to change it. I mean, I'm not going to declare something that I am not 100% in agreement with.
I wouldn't
right?
say the declaration is perfect, but I'd say
it has to be perfect
good.
For the
it
person
be,
who's signing.
Or at least, or at least
right.
the stuff that you don't agree with has to be at least vague enough. Yeah. You know,
let me
okay,
tell you,
yeah,
when I
you
read
know.
The declaration, the thing that concerned me was actually the first paragraph, the part where it said something about how all the everything you create belongs to you. First thing that occurred to me, and of course, I wasn't a signatory or anything like that. I was kind of mulling it from the sidelines. First thing that occurred to me is, my God, that's a whole lot of stuff. And it could include things that, like Ayn Rand would have thought, you know, all our novels and so on and so forth.
There you go.
I think that anything that you create does belong to you until you give it away, like an idea.
Right, but it didn't say that, did it?
Okay, yeah, right. I mean, you can't say right. everything. Yeah, we try to keep it as short as we could, you know.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to keep it, if you want to own, you only own it as long as you keep it, you know, to yourself. Right. As soon as you release copies of it out into the, I mean,
I
the
agree.
Show is copies being released out into the airwaves.
Right, you didn't
so.
Create the copies. You just created the original, and you released the idea to the public, and it follows naturally, I think. Anyway, Kenneth, right. thanks for the call and the thoughts. Appreciate it. Way to go. You really called him out. 800, not that he's listening or anything. 800, I hope you emailed him about that, by the way, as an aside. Thank
excellent.
You. Excellent, excellent. 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. By the way, he's never bothered to email me back, and I'm glad. I don't want to hear from him anymore. Free Talk Live.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at bigheadpress.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Juicy Juice, creators of the Juicy Juice Brain Development and Juicy Juice Immunity Fruit Juice Beverages. For more information, visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to staying healthy, the digestive system is a great place to start. It's 70% of the immune system. Look for kid-friendly foods that are high in fiber, like popcorn and yogurt. Prebiotic fiber helps the good bacteria in the gut flourish, while simple sugars like high-fructose corn syrup only help the bad, leading to bloating and discomfort. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves if you dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You are the creator of the content of the site. If you want to be, you find something interesting online, something that you think our listeners might enjoy, you submit it to the website, and then other listeners get a chance to vote up or vote down on whether they like or dislike your suggestion. You get to vote up and down on other things as well, and the most voted up will make it to the front page of the website and the top of the page. So more likely than that, we will see it and perhaps talk about it on these very airwaves. So head on over to freetalklive.com and do that. Plus, if you want to help the show out, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. We mentioned it earlier this hour with Jacob Hubert's book, Libertarianism Today, being available there. Plus, they've got a whole bunch of other stuff besides, it's not just books. It's everything from DVDs to electronics to office products, you name it. These guys sell it. So go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and a portion of their profits will be given to Free Talk Live if you enter through that link. Amazon.freetalklive.com. So let's do some emails, and then coming up, we'll talk about the Arizona situation. Did you guys cover that at all last night, Mark, on the show?
No.
The Arizona, it's getting pretty heated down there in more ways than one, and we'll tell you about that when we get a chance. But Mark Emery is in jail. He's in federal prison, C-Tech Federal Prison in Seattle, Washington. In case you don't know who Mark Emery is, he is the king of pot, or excuse me, the prince of pot. He was wanted for a long time by the Drug Enforcement Administration and has been a major...
That does raise the question who the king of pot is.
This is a good point. Maybe Mark would know, but he was wanted for a long time, and they finally got him for selling seeds over the Internet. But a lot of people have sold seeds, and they didn't really go after them with the same gusto as they went after Mark Emery, and that's because Mark Emery not just sold... he didn't just sell some seeds, he also spoke out against prohibition. He used his profits that he made on selling the seeds to further the ideas of ending prohibition.
He's both a freedom activist and a marijuana activist, and those are the kind of people that the government is scared of the most.
Absolutely.
If you take a look at who the government goes after when they go after people that don't pay income tax, They don't go after the 60 million people in America that don't file tax returns. They don't bother with them. They go after wealthy people. They go after famous people. And they go after especially people that claim that you don't have to pay taxes, you shouldn't pay taxes, mm-hmm. tax freedom advocates that are verbose, boisterous, and are getting people on board. Those are the ones that they go after.
So they went after Mark Emery because of his advocacy. And we've had him on the show a number of times. I like the guy, and boy, he needs to get into talk radio one of these days, because I miss him having him on, because you can just turn the guy loose, and he'll go on and on. It's great, which is why he's very detailed here in his emails as well. And, of course, he has nothing better to do. He's sitting in CTEC prison. Usually he's running this business empire at Cannabis Culture. CannabisCulture.com is his website. He's got pottv.net. I mean, the guy is an incredible entrepreneur. So he's not just an activist. He runs his own shop in Vancouver, and he's got all these other things that are going on around him tangentially that he's in charge of. And now his wonderful wife, Jody, is on the outside all alone, basically, running the operations without him. So we had the ability to link up with him. I sent him a letter, a handwritten letter, and he managed to, apparently they have access to email there in federal prison, so he added me. I'm one of his 30 people that he is allowed to email. And so he suggested I email him some questions that he could answer, and I asked you, the listeners, to provide those questions at facebook.freetalklive.com. That's where I got them from. And we're on question number four. That's the one we left off on, so let's pick up here. What are your plans? Question from Mark Emery. What are your plans for the future after you get out of prison? Do you plan to... there's actually two questions in one. Do you plan to continue to be an activist against drug prohibition? So after he gets out. His answer... Getting through the ordeal of prison is my more immediate goal, and the future will come only when the present is dealt with. I plan to be an activist while in prison, educating myself, toughening myself, remembering my humanity, and staying true to myself. These are the immediate goals, to be an inspiration and an example, even while in prison. Number five, would you do it all over again? Would you do anything differently? And that's a pretty, you know, significant question. Cause
yeah.
He's been through an awful lot, and now he's looking at 5 years behind bars, away from his wife, away from his friends, away from everything he's created. And so how does he feel about that? Are there any regrets? Would you do it over again? And according to Mark, he says, I would have spent more money on ballot initiatives in U.S. states. This is, I guess, what he would do differently. The best investments I did was giving $5,000 to the Washington, D.C. Medical Marijuana Initiative in January of 1998 and $15,000 to the Colorado Initiative in January and February of 2000 and $5,000 to the Arizona Initiative that year. The money was to pay for professional signature gathering to qualify for the ballot in November of that year. The D.C. and Colorado initiatives passed and are now really seeing implementation. The Arizona one was written in a way that made it impossible to enact, but it passed also. The Alaska initiative did not pass. Some campaigns had a greater chance to succeed than others, like the $30,000 I spent on hotel, transportation, and lawyers on a class action suit in 1999 in a Philadelphia federal court to restore the compassionate cannabis use program that was canceled. The odds of that succeeding were not very good. It probably would have been better spent gathering signatures to put a medical marijuana initiative on the ballot in some state. But, you know, you live and you learn, right?
Sure.
Everybody makes mistakes like that.
Sounds like his more successful stuff was done a little later. This was 1999, and, you know.
And when you've got $35,000 to throw around, it really isn't the end of the world when one of them doesn't work out, right? I mean, when you have that kind of money, a few million bucks at your disposal... you lose $30,000 here, $50,000 there. It's not really
I guess
a big
it's
deal.
Probably still painful. I wouldn't know.
Yeah, I don't know how painful that is, Mark. I mean, imagine if you're used to. It just all depends on what you're used to dealing with. If you make $50,000 in a year, then maybe it's a little more significant when you lose a few hundred here and there. And it just all depends. Anyway, it's your perspective that matters. The $35,000 spent each year on posters, shipping, and organizing the Global Marijuana March was probably wasteful compared to spending it on a ballot initiative signature gathering campaign. In 2001, I spent...
Is he saying that civil disobedience and outside-the-system activism hasn't been as effective for him as inside-the-system activism?
I don't know if that's what he's saying at all, no. He's done a lot of civil disobedience, and it's gotten him a lot of publicity. In 2001, I spent $152,000 on 79 candidates in the BC Marijuana Party's first election campaign in 2001, running a full slate of candidates, having the BCMP leader Brian Taylor campaign across BC, that's British Columbia, in Richard Nixon Ronald Reagan's campaign bus, redubbed the Cannabus. The campaign was very successful, but that $152,000 would have paid to get one, two, or even three states a ballot measure. So in comparison, sometimes money was allocated that in hindsight I'd prioritize differently. So there he is saying that even within the system, getting behind political candidates, not so great. But the ballot initiatives, he felt, were a better way to spend
some states
money.
Are better with ballot initiatives than others. I mean, in Florida, it's relatively easy. Here in New Hampshire, it's almost impossible to get something on the ballot initiative.
They're really popular in California. And I don't know if they're effective, but they're popular.
Well, there's going to be a big one this year in California on this very topic. They are looking at fully, I guess, legalizing cannabis for recreational purposes.
Should be very interesting.
So, yeah, we'll see how that goes. And he does point out here at the very end that all of this is only because he has hindsight due to his experience. And finally, number six, well, finally for today, we've got more. There's four more after this. But, Mark, would you like to speak at the Porcupine Freedom Festival when you get out? This is the yearly camping festival for the Free State Project. It happened about a month ago, and it is an absolute blast and a very cannabis-friendly event. He says, I'd love to come to New Hampshire, but I'll need to be given a pardon to be allowed back into the United States once my sentence is completed here. Oh, man, that's a bummer. Because he was talking about touring around all around the United States.
Can we smuggle him in?
Since we probably
joking.
Could. Since the United States
government come to the United States, I can't go to Canada.
Will consider me a felon. It's possible I'll be barred from entering the U.S. for life once I'm sent to Canada. I'm hoping my wife will be in a cabinet post or be the premier of British Columbia in about a decade. So under those circumstances, it'll be hard for the U.S. to bar me. By the way, I have a photograph of about 100 people at the last Porcupine Freedom Festival holding free Mark Emery signage. Wonderful photograph. Thanks for keeping me in your thoughts and actions. Now, I don't know who it was that put that together. It might have been Sovereign Curtis, one of the co-hosts on this show. I'm not positive on that, but that was one of the things that happened. Normally, every year at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, there's a huge group photo that is taken with literally hundreds and hundreds of people in it on this hillside at Rogers Campground, and it's just a tremendously large photo. And this year, it happened to be really awful. The weather was just really, just for that moment, the whole weekend was beautiful weather, but for the moment of the photo, it was really drizzly and just crappy.
Everyone was rushing up, take the photo!
Right.
Take the picture!
But nonetheless, hundreds of people still did turn out for
people
it.
Yeah, I came out in the rain to be in it. I was actually in the middle of a script reading at the time, and I broke it up to go do the photo. And
same so. Here. The picture probably wasn't quite as big as last year, although the turnout was bigger than last year.
Overall, yeah.
Yeah, and I felt that people needed to know that it was what a group it was. Because it's one thing to hear that 1,000 liberty activists went to Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's another entirely to see the picture of, 500 of those people or whatever it is, I don't know, in a photo, and you're like, whoa! It's something.
And it was after that, after they took the main picture that some other folks went over along the side, like you said, like 100 people, held up free Mark Emery signs and sent him over to Mark, something for him to look at while he's in, unfortunately, behind bars.
I'm going to send him a postcard.
Yep, you can do that. Go to CannabisCulture.com to learn how to get in touch with Mark Emery, and hour number two is coming up.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumethin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumethinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumethinPlus.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237.